Welcome to the Oh Trouble Podcast. One of the most quintessential summertime events in the Chippewa Valley are the neighborhood thrift and garage sales. But while passing on used items is admirable, these sales open old wounds and highlight the harboring of secret rivalries between neighbors. With these sales starting soon, we catch up with some of the top movers and shakers in the neighborhood thrift sale game.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, it is our iconic meeting the night before the East Side Hill Third Ward Thrift Sale.
Woo, so excited!
Yeah. You all know me. I'm Shirley. I am president of the Neighborhood Association. 20 years now. And
congrats, Shirley. Congrats.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Big congrats.
Woo, Shirley!
We need another success in the books, guys. We do. And so, what are we going to do? How are we going to plan? Okay, let me back up. Okay, there's some new faces. Mm. Who are you? How long have you thrifted? Are you a buyer? Are you a vendor? Mm. Let's just like go around the circle very quick, and then we'll get down to business.
Well, my name is Tina.
Well, hi, Tina.
Hi, and Tina. I bring the energy. You know me. Last year, I got all the kids excited with the apple dunking thing, and they loved it. And we sold so much stuff.
Oh, right.
Is that right before that, the breakout of norovirus? That sent 13
kids to
the hospital.
That was you?
I don't want to talk about that.
Hey, Tina, we love the energy, but we are going to talk about proper hand washing techniques, okay? Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Tina, I'm pretty sure that wasn't sanctioned by the Eau Claire City County Public Health Department.
Most definitely wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My name is Brenda. I've lived on the East Hill, in the nice part though, closer to Business 53, for about 20 years. Yep.
Hi, Brenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're called the Two Decade Bitches. Yep. Brenda and I. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, I've seen you and your golden doodle out for many walks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in my best state either. Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a labradoodle named Charlie.
And honestly, Charlie is naughty.
Yeah. He's the best boy. Please stop. Anyways, yes. This is my moving sale at this year's thrift sale.
Oh.
We're not moving, but it's definitely time to get rid of some of the things in the house.
AKA downsize to a condo.
Yes, yes. We've been looking at some of the buildings right by the new co-op, and we're very excited. Yeah.
Hip, urban, new. Love that. That is so you, Brenda. I love that.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thanks, Brenda. Hey.
Thanks.
Hey.
Thanks.
But, okay.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Thank you. You know, I'm okay. It's okay. My name's Larry. And this is my third year being a part of the thrift sale.
Lucky three.
And thank you. And I've just been looking up to these wonderful leaders we have in our community. With Shirley and Brenda leading the way, and just, you know, some of the other wonderful, wonderful folks we have in the neighborhood. It's just so nice, you know, knowing that we have such caring neighbors.
Caring and carrying of luxury brands.
Of course.
To resell. Like, we are not cheap.
I never said you were.
Yeah, no, you're right. Larry, so sorry.
Larry.
Yes, Brenda?
How long have you lived on the East Side Hill?
This would be my 35th year. 35th year, but
I don't know a nicer way to ask this question, but
okay.
Do you own or rent?
Well, I own in the sense that anywhere you live is where you own.
Okay.
You own
thank
the space
you.
That
okay.
you and
okay.
the air
thank
that you,
you
breathe.
Okay. Thank you.
So like you couldn't have a thrift sale without like asking your landlord if you could have a thrift sale.
What's the definition of a landlord, really? Really, what's the definition of a landlord?
I believe I'll answer that. A landlord is somebody who owns over the land and is Dutch origin, maybe?
Tina, are you a landlord? You'd be a...
No!
Pretty, oh, you'd be kind of a perfect landlord.
You really think so?
I think, yeah, it matches your energy.
Especially if you want to get those tenants sick.
Yeah! Oh, I don't want them sick! What are you talking about, Larry?
No food involved.
Norovirus.
Yeah, no, you already said I couldn't do food this year at the thrift sale.
No food.
Sorry, I will lower my voice.
No food all around. The whole neighborhood's on Ozempic anyway, okay? Tina, let's focus on like turning you into girl boss.
Yeah, Tina, I'm sorry. I did go down the wrong path there. That was not good.
Try to wrong turn path, this. Larry, we should call you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn this around.
Okay.
Upside down.
You there got we it. Hey, go. Hey, Tina. It's fine. Any high ticket items
yeah,
this
fine.
Year?
Ooh, high
anything
ticket.
Anything you
high
know?
High ticket.
Okay. Well, my spirits are getting up.
Oh, yeah. That's what we like to see,
getting
Tina.
Up. Okay.
My big ticket item this year is a 1993 Pontiac Breeze. It's a...
Can you explain it?
It's a dune buggy that my grandkids sold back to me after I gave it to them for Christmas one year. And they brought it out to California, wrecked it. And it's a big ticket item. I'm selling it for $300. It's going to go like hotcakes for anyone around here.
Okay.
Larry, is that the dune buggy that is rusting away in your backyard? Or your landlord's backyard?
You know, one person's rust is another person's treasure. That's what I always say.
Surely. Or their tetanus.
Yeah. I don't know what the handbook says about that, but Larry, yeah, I don't think we want a tetanus outbreak this year.
Well, don't...
Don't pull a Tina. Sorry, Tina.
Okay, well, I got other things. I got other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I got, you
what?
Know, some
list
really
them.
Nice...
Samson. CD collection?
List them!
Samsonite luggage.
Hard shell?
Hard shell?
Two.
They are hard shell.
Two or four wheels?
Two.
Three.
Mm-mm. You think
third
people
thing,
are going to come out for
wheel.
Those?
The third thing?
No, that was the third thing.
Okay. And then other odds and ends, like...
Four.
I got some ferns.
I need one more.
I got some iris plants.
Five.
Some lily of the valley.
For the free pile?
No, I'm charging.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, Larry, for sure. For sure. We'll put you, like, on the end this year.
You couldn't do anything about that abandoned dog kennel connected to your property?
Thank you, Shirley.
Can you guys please not mess with my house?
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're Shirley. You're Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah, I'm talking in third person to myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Okay. I had a moment of panic.
Nope.
No, that's
think
me.
You got me going crazy like I got the stroke.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
You smell burning toast?
Surely
not yet.
Has early onset dementia.
Yeah.
So.
It happens to all the meanest moms. And I'm the meanest. So the meaner you are, the more dementia you get. I don't make the rules. It just happens, and I know I'm a forgetful girl now.
Well, Shirley, you still are an inspiration. I still look up to you.
Hey, Larry, I still will crunch you with my heel. And I love that you love that.
I will not say no.
Exactly.
Shirley can be so mean.
Yeah, no, Larry's my favorite simp at this table.
What can I say?
Yep, and Brenda is just my favorite bitch. And Tina, you're here.
I'm here!
And you're here.
Tina, what are you selling this year?
Well, not food.
Thank
Said
God.
I couldn't sell food. I'm actually flying my aunt from California in. She's going to bring her collection of carnival glass. Clap!
Oh, okay.
It is going carnival. To be the thing of the year. Carnival glass, I actually think is freaking ugly. But that's okay because the people in this neighborhood, they're old school. And they're going to buy this stuff up like butterscotch candy.
Yeah.
Is it the original or is it the reissues? Because there's a difference.
That's a really good question. It's the new stuff.
Yeah, there's some glass snobs in this neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Guilty. Especially the ones that come up the hill from the third board.
Ooh, yeah, the artsy types.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God forbid a professor makes his way up here.
See, I think I should, like, change my idea.
No.
And if all else fails, we'll sell it to the break room. The anger room.
Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
I heard that we are opening one up, a neighborhood rage room.
I hope so. I've got plenty of menopausal rage.
Yeah, and not all of it can get out in Shirley's sex dungeon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, honestly, sometimes I don't even have anyone to populate it, okay? But that's what this thrift sale is for, okay? Who's inviting the hot young men? Larry, anyone?
I mean, I have a grandson, but he's betrothed.
Fair.
I have...
Do you hang out at Guitar Center, maybe? Look like it.
Wish we had a Guitar Center.
He looks like he tries to play Stairway to Heaven and gets kicked out every time.
Classic. Yeah, that's not my fault, okay? That's not my fault, Tina. You were there. I saw you in the corner filming me. I saw it. That's not my fault. I can't help it if the muse inspires me.
You're right.
I can't help it.
You're right.
It's not my fault as well that the music store people are like, don't play that shit here.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
I'm, like, noticing something between you and you.
I literally, oh my God, Britta, we're psychic. I was literally thinking the same thing. I was like, I'm sorry, what? There's a V-I-B-E vibe here. Okay, I didn't realize this is, like, the year for romance, but it is. I'm sorry, Tina, Larry, what's going on? Dish.
I got nothing to say to her.
I couldn't catch a hint if you threw it at me. So, what's going on here?
But you all were in the guitar place together. You were in the corner, saw him get kicked out.
Yeah, someone stalker, needs to connect. Weirdo, connect him.
Uh-huh.
Love okay, it. You got me. I bet Larry that he couldn't play Stairway to Heaven and not get kicked out.
Tina.
Sorry.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Okay. That was going to be our secret.
We're not having sex, though.
That's way more believable and so upsetting. I wish you were having sex. Back to the big ticket items. Now that you're not fucking...
I tried.
Tina, why are you even here? You're not fucking. You're bringing in some, like, old looking glass.
Yeah.
Like, what are you even doing?
Not even your glass. Your parents' glass.
I was trying.
To fuck the glass?
No. Tina said no thank you.
Oh, you said, I want to go there. And Tina said, nah.
Tina, you have a power asymmetry over Larry.
Yeah, why don't you use that?
Hit that and quit that and hit it again. You know what?
You guys are right.
Yeah, Brenda's got an
ebook. I should jump his freaking bones.
Yep. It's called How to Jump His Bones and Leave Him in 10 Days. Mm-hmm. And basically, she sells it on Amazon.
Yep.
We call it that term when you get money without realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Passive income.
Thank y'all. Oh, Brenda, yep. You are my brain when this dementia hits. Thank y'all.
Yep. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT. Help me write it, sequel, and the third one.
But I need my girl to tell me, big ticket items, what do you got for us?
Oh, I'm getting rid of all of my collections. My Loggenberger baskets, my Ooh. Precious Moments, my Dickens Village, my Lennox China, all going out. Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for baskets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, screams empty nest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I love that because it's like, you're more than your womb.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, for 40 years... Gerald has done nothing but give me the collection, right? It was the basket. It was the Dickens Village. It was the Precious Moments when we first started dating. It was the Pandora thing for a while. You know, the little charms that were like...
Mm. What about snow babies? Oh, he didn't go that deep. That's okay.
No.
That's okay. It's a niche collection of which Gerald. I am a part of.
But Larry didn't go that deep either. Sorry.
He probably didn't.
What are we talking
Gerald
about?
Gerald probably didn't.
I tried.
I don't know.
I tried.
Tina. Oh.
Oh, speaking of big ticket items.
Yep.
She's also bringing with her.
This is your
aunt.
Yes. Kay. My aunt. Aunt. aunt.
We don't care what her name aunt. Is. We'll call her your aunt.
But anyways, she's bringing with her first ever edition Pez dispenser. Pac-Man style. Fully loaded with the candy.
So it's unopened.
Yeah.
It's opened.
Yep.
So it's opened.
No original packaging.
Not new with tags.
Open, not eaten.
Huh.
Well, that's, you know what?
That sure sounds like
bringing food. Why don't you tell your aunt to throw that fucking thing away and bring some weed gummies with her, okay?
Mm. Ooh, that's a question I have for everyone.
Ooh, Larry.
Yeah, no, I'm
Larry, spicy. But I watch. Shirley is still president of the Eastside Hill Neighborhood Association, and she is up for re-election next year, so...
We got to keep it PC up here.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I got arthritis is coming down real hard. And like,
we say edibles only at the thrift sale. No smoke. No smoke around our children, our dogs, our nosy reporters, and the alt-right. So we just edibles only, hun. I'm saying this to me.
Okay.
And Tina.
Yeah. I'm saying it to Tina. I'm saying it to myself. Brenda's on top of it. I'm looking at Larry because I could see you just lighting a joint right in front of a child, right in front of an infant. I could see it.
Well, that's the only way they give it to you when it's medicinal. It's like, how am I supposed to eat that?
Larry.
Larry, you could always just get a bottle of Shard for me.
Yeah. That is Brenda's best.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Get a little wine tipsy.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I could do wine.
I'll have some in my glitter cup tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right when the...
Glitter cup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's our... All the association gals have one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never Stanley, bitches.
I'm not on it yet. Oh, what now, Tina?
You girls never include me in anything. You're always talking back and forth. You're little cutesy... fruity thingies, and you don't say anything to me, and I'm just Tina. Look at me.
Hey, honey.
What?
I am so sorry that we are talking so fast, but do you want your own Stanley cup?
Can I get one?
Yeah.
You want a glitter cup, girl?
Can it be Tina's purple? For Stanley. Uh-huh. Yeah, honey.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah. Tina's first Stanley.
You're thank not gonna God. Do it I might, with me. Might shut her up.
Okay.
Gosh.
Tina's first. Stanley, I'm done. Okay.
There is still some unresolved tension between you two.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. So, I cannot wait to see what drama plays out between you two tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be covering 4th Street and 5th Street, so there's an alleyway. We can make things happen.
Tina, what are you hoping to buy from Larry's thrift sale?
Some of his homemade wood carvings.
Oh,
I see. This is an appreciation of the arts.
I am an artist.
Oh, I see. This is artist for artist.
I am an artist. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, with my hand, my wood carved little trinket doodads, you know, I might be able to find a nice home for some of them with certain folks. I do have trivets that might sit well with a sparkle cup.
Tina doesn't know what a trivet is, okay?
No.
So, Larry, totally appreciate it. Okay. That one coaster? Over Tina's head.
Coast. I do make coasters.
Hey. But we don't.
That sounds
great.
It's
okay. We're all levels of ability.
You know what, Larry? I'm really starting to grow on you.
There was a period when Gerald and I were on a break, and I had to do some home improvement projects myself.
Ooh, that was a dark time.
The separation yes, it
was.
Era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I did come to appreciate a reciprocating saw. And Larry, I really think if you demonstrated to Tina the reciprocating saw, she might be interested in kindling the romance.
Yeah, like you take out the trash and then I'll put the laundry away. I do something, you do something, give, take, go back, forth, bottom, uh-uh.
Okay, I think, Brenda, you're going to have to demonstrate.
Yeah, we need...
This is over.
Yeah, so the reciprocating saw has the blade, and it goes... until it cuts all the way through the wood.
That's what those are.
Uh-huh.
Completely right. I'm such a freaking idiot.
What?
No, Tina. No. Why don't she get down on
Tina,
yourself.
Tina, stupid idiot, Tina.
It's not your fault. We both have degrees from Harvard. Okay.
Yeah.
Harvard alum, guilty.
But not earned. I mean, I'm sorry.
Hey, Larry, I look up to both earned. Of you. Okay, Mr.
Let's hear what Larry has
to say. My arthritis is kicking up. I get really angsty. I'm sorry.
Larry, imagine if you also had menopause on top of that.
You know, I'm very insecure about the credential that I bought from the Harvard Graduate School of Education Extension Program.
Gift shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Harvard Divinity School theology certificate. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Well, let's chalk it up to dementia. You won't remember that. I still look up to you, Shirley.
Thanks.
Yeah.
If Shirley has dementia, maybe she'll forget how much she fucking hates me.
No.
She'll forget in a couple years.
I don't hate you. I'm hard on you because I love you, Tina. Okay? I can tell you're a lost little girl with no idea.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Are you preparing Tina to be the next Neighborhood Association president?
What?
If first they gotta break you down, then yeah, it sounds like I'm getting there.
Yeah, it is like a little bit like an MLM, a cult. Seems like you're primed. Seems like we picked a good one. Mm-hmm. Honey, you are perfect. I was thinking treasurer, but I see where you're going.
I like treasurer.
Yeah, exactly. You like treasure? Yeah.
Can you count?
Yeah.
Great.
Sold.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Well, I'm looking at the time. It's 10 p.m.
Yeah, classic.
You know, it's past my bedtime.
You have somewhere to be.
Yeah, I gotta go home and rub your
reciprocating sound.
Your tail.
Well, I mean, I gotta reciprocate.
He's got a primordial tail. It's so weird.
Ooh. I'm surprised you know what that is, but not a trivet.
Yeah, okay. Tina, what the hell? What?
Can we just move on from this?
Okay. I can go to our respective places.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We have to go price up some baskets.
I'm going
to
be out in my driveway.
6 a.m.
My landlord driveway at 6.
6.
Setting up.
5:59.
I won't be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Okay.
Happy thrifting.
Bye.
Night before. Bye.
This has been the Old Trouble Podcast. Goodbye.
The Old Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.